Welcome to Compared to Who, the podcast to help you stop comparing and start living. I'm your host, Heather Creekmore. I hate to admit this, but I used to secretly obsess over my appearance. I thought it was part of my job as a woman to always look better, but never felt like I could be good enough. Maybe you can relate. God, in His grace, showed me a way out, and I want to give you all the tools you need to break free too. If you've ever spent too much time stressing over your looks, I get it. I hope you'll keep listening and find the same freedom I have. Here are three other things you should know about me. I'm a minivan driving mom of four. I'm author of the book Compared to Who and The Burden of Better. I'm a blogger at comparedtowho.me, and you just may have seen my epic big fail on Netflix. If you've ever struggled with comparison or body image issues, Compared to Who is the show for you. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and hey, tell a friend about it. Hey there, Heather Creekmore here. Thanks for listening to the Compared to Who show. We're on day 5 of our 30 days to pray for your body image. And I pray you're getting something out of this. And I pray that you are bold in sharing this with friends, because I would just bet you that most of the women you know, and some of the men too, are struggling in this area. So please don't be afraid to tell your friends about this series and invite them to follow along with you and talk about what God is showing you through these prayers. I think that would be incredible. Today, we are talking about surrender. Okay, that's no one's favorite word, right? Surrender sounds like loss. I picture, you know, old Western with a guy with a gun saying, stick him up, and the other person raises their hands and surrender, right? Surrender, ugh! It's one of those kind of cringy words. But not in the biblical context, right? Because when we surrender to Jesus, when we lay it down at His feet, oh, friends, it is not defeat. It's not loss. It is gain. We gain rest. We gain freedom. We gain confidence. It's only when we're trying to carry it all and do it all ourselves and make it all right and make it all good and make it all awesome. Oh, that's when it just gets so overwhelming and so frustrating. And no matter how hard we try to be perfect, or no matter how hard we try to be better, I wrote a whole book on that. It's a never-ending treadmill, and it is not rest. It is not peace. It is not joy. So today, our prayer is a prayer to surrender our body image to God. Now, I'm going to say something that may make you uncomfortable, so stick with me, please. Right? There's a lot of things that we know we need to lay down for the Lord, right? Sometimes when we first become Christians, especially, maybe there's bad habits or addictions or relationships that we need to lay down before Him. We need to give them up. But body image is kind of weird, right? Because body image, by definition, is really what we think of, how we feel about the way we look. That seems like a strange thing to surrender to the Lord, right? Like, it seems so intangible. But in so many ways, friends, our body image is made up of habits, things that we think about, things that we do, things that take our time and our money, right? So in some ways, our body image is a habit, right? In other ways, you could call our body image a relationship, right? We all have some sort of relationship with our bodies. And for a lot of us, it's not a good one. We are not friends. We don't like our body. We want our body to behave differently or do things differently. And we try to beat it into submission. We're not nice to it. But the biggest thing I think we need to surrender when we think about surrendering our body image is we need to surrender this ideal body that we have in our heads. Now, if you haven't read The Burden of Better yet, please go get a copy of that. It just may change your life. But in that book, I talk all about this concept of ideal image and just how much it gets us stuck and keeps us stuck, because we begin to believe at a very young age that we should look a certain way. Now, it's bigger than that. There's other things we believe, how we should act, and other things related to our image that are part of that. But for the sake of this series, we're going to talk about that ideal body image that we just have to surrender. I mean, friend, you may have thought, oh, I don't know, all through your teens and 20s, that someday you were going to be the hot mom. And you may have looked at moms who weren't the hot mom and thought, I'm never going to be her. I am going to be the one in the yoga pants that just came from the gym to preschool pickup, and I'm going to look good when I'm a mom someday. And now you're there, and it's hard. And eating well is hard. And exercising, finding time to exercise, is next to impossible. And it's hard. And you don't look like you thought you would look. You have to surrender it, friends. There's grace for you right now in this season. Or maybe you're aging. Maybe you hit that big 5-0 or the big 6-0 or the big 7-0 and you thought, surely by the time I'm 60, by the time I'm 70, I won't care about my body image anymore. I'll have realized that there's more important things to worry about. And yet you find yourself obsessing over every wrinkle, obsessing over every pound, looking into new diets, looking into new wrinkle creams, and you're frustrated. You're like, why am I still stuck here? Friends, this is what we surrender. We surrender this concept in our head that we should look or be a certain way. Surrender is not easy, friends. It's not, but it is possible. It's a daily practice. You know, scripture tells us to take up our cross daily. What if part of taking up your cross daily was saying something simple like, and today, God, I surrender to you what I look like. Today, God, I surrender to you what I weigh. I surrender my weight to you. Kind of out there, right? Oh, friend, it can make such a difference for you, though. Our verse for today is Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Friends, this body image stuff is weighing you down. This verse is not a weight loss verse. This is about all those other things we worry about that encumber us. And friends, your body image is on that list. I said this to some clients last year, and so I'll say it with a little trepidation here too. But if God has martyrs, those who've been martyred for the faith, if God has them to lay down their physical lives for the cause of Christ, can you lay down similarly what you think of your body? Ouch. It's kind of it's an uncomfortable question, right? But what would it look like to surrender what you think of your body to the Lord today? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray boldly for my friend that she has the courage and the strength to surrender her body image to you, that you would do a mighty work in her life to show her exactly how you see her and what her value is beyond that of how she looks. God, if it's habits or a relationship with her body that she needs to surrender, show her that as well. Lead her and guide her in your peace and your love to surrender what she needs to surrender to you today so that she can walk in new freedom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That's all for today. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.